Welcome to the Daily Drive Podcast, part of the Imagine Golf Podcast Network. Enjoy listening to a previous series inside the Imagine Golf app, where each week we feature seven concepts from a best-selling book or a top mind in the game. Here is our founder and the voice of Imagine Golf, Malcolm Scoville.
Welcome back to the Daily Drive. Each week we spotlight a new book that can help you think better and play better. This is our Day 5 Spotlight on Fearless Golf by Dr. Gio Valiante. Last time we talked about the bounce back statistic. Today we're bouncing forward to talk about expectations. Have you heard of Pygmalion from Greek mythology? It's a crazy story. Pygmalion was a great sculptor, the Michelangelo of his day. He carved a life-size statue of a woman from a single block of ivory. The statue was so beautiful, Pygmalion fell in love with his own creation. So the goddess of love, Aphrodite, brought the statue to life, and they were married. The story has been adapted into operas, theater, TV, and the Academy Award-winning musical, My Fair Lady. But in the world of science, Pygmalion is about expectations, not romance. Dr. Gio tells the story of Harvard psychologist Robert Rosenthal. In the 1970s, Rosenthal visited Spruce Elementary School in San Francisco. He gave the students a special IQ test, then met privately with the teachers. Some kids were identified as above average. Teachers were told to expect great things from these students. Other kids, not so much. Here's the shocker. There was no test. The teachers didn't know, Dr. Gio writes, but the students' names had been randomly drawn. Nevertheless, at the end of the school year, the students whom the teachers were told had high ability, they actually improved. And the students whom the teachers were told had low ability failed to improve. Rosenthal called his study the Pygmalion effect. Today, it's widely accepted in the scientific community. The lesson, Dr. Gio explains, is that people in general, and golfers in particular, are capable of much, much more than they give themselves credit for. It all comes down to expectations. We're not talking about fantasy. We can expect to drive 380 yards like Bryson DeChambeau, but most of us will never get close. The expectation has to be high enough to make you stretch, but realistic enough to reach. Then, when you exceed that expectation, you set the bar higher. Think about it, Dr. Gio writes. When golfers have equal ability, those with more confidence in that ability set higher goals and expect more from themselves. Such expectations will prompt them to work harder and remain confident in the pursuit of these goals. Legendary baseball player Steve Garvey said, "You have to set goals that are almost out of reach. If you set a goal that is attainable without much work or thought, you are stuck with something below your true potential." Do you have specific goals for your game? Are they high but reachable? If the Pygmalion effect can bring a statue to life and raise a child's grades, it can not only improve your golf game, but help you grow into the best golfer you can be. That's all for now. Until next time, keep imagining what's possible.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Drive podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and be sure to rate and review this episode. If you want more content like this right now, download the Imagine Golf app from the App Store or Google Play and start your free 7-day trial. You can listen to hundreds of snackable mental game lessons. Imagine Golf is helping thousands of golfers lower their handicaps, play more consistently, and get more joy out of the game. Think better, and you will play better. And as Malcolm said, until next time, keep imagining what's possible.